Governor Larry Hogan signed more than 100 bills into law this morning at the first of four scheduled signing ceremonies following the contentious 90-day legislative session. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that Hogan and the Democratic leadership projected unity at the event.
Hogan didn't get the income tax cuts he wanted during the session, but this morning he praised a lack of tax increases. He and the legislative leaders also celebrated the large criminal justice reform package that passed yesterday.
We found agreement on some important issues for the people of Maryland, like justice reinvestment, scholarships for students with low-income households.
House Speaker Michael Bush highlighted a package that aims to support Baltimore following the unrest the city saw almost exactly a year ago.
We can be a model for the rest of the country for urban areas. I think it's incumbent upon all of us to make sure that Baltimore stands out as a city that can have a true renaissance.
Many bills in that package reached Hogan's desk more than a week ago. Hogan opted to let them become law without his signature. Most of the 106 bills signed this morning were among the lower profile and less controversial measures passed this year. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.